Last week we talked about
God's work part one. Going into the conference.
This is God's work, yeah.
And more of the, you know, like logistics of it. But now we're going to talk today about more of the spiritual portion of it. You know, day one, you said within an hour, 30 people came up to be baptized. So let's start off there.
Yeah. So to tell the whole story, I've always taken like a spiritual advisor, shepherd role within our communities. And so my man Brad, shout out to Brad, B-Rad Butler, that's my guy. He's in our Speakers Academy. Then he moved on to our Speakers Elite program. And so we do these international masterminds twice a year, Mexico, Jamaica, different islands like that, right? So about 6 months ago when we were in Mexico, he was like, bro, when we go to Mexico for the mastermind, man, it'd be an honor, man, if you would baptize me. He's like, different areas of my life is working out. I need to be baptized. I was like, best. So we right there in the ocean. That is the ocean, right?
Yeah.
We right there in the ocean. Atlantic. The waves was crashing. I baptized my man. It was a beautiful experience, right? And so this year came around for this year's conference. My man Logan reached out. And Logan was like, yo, Jay, can you baptize me at the conference? And I was like, yeah, like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Somebody want to give their life to Christ. Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo, if you want to be do that, like, sure. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm get it done.
So on my opening message at the conference, we in front of hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm sharing my story. I'm sharing with them how I had to release all the negative stuff, the toxic stuff, the drugs, the alcohol, the violence, the drug dealing, the fornication. I had to release all of that to receive the blessings that God has for me. Then I went further and I told the people, it's not just releasing the negative stuff. I had to release the comfort. Because I got to a point a few years later where God was like, quit your job. So I had to release the comfort and that guarantee pay and salary. And so I'm sharing my story release. I'm spending like a whole hour really breaking down. This is who I am. Because everybody be seeing me. Some folk be idolizing like, yo, I want to be like Jay. But some of them have no clue what I've had to endure.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have no clue what I had to experience to be the man I am today.
Sacrifice.
They have no clue of the crosses I had to carry that's for something inside me that's made me the man I am today. So when I stand in front of them, when I stand in front of them to speak and share, I'm letting them know, like, yo, this is all that I've gone through. This is all I've experienced. So I tell people all the time, like, be cautious of looking at somebody's chapter 13 and comparing that to your chapter 5. Mm-hmm. Like, you just starting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've gone through so much to be where I am today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you want the life I live, you also got to want the stripes I have on my back.
Yeah.
The pain I've had to endure, the suffering, the crosses, the struggle, the challenges. So I'm sharing that with them on stage. I'm breaking down my story, how God's broke me down, reshaped me, remolded me. And I'm like, yo, but I said, but what y'all see today, me on stage with my family at this conference, downtown Marriott Marquis, I said, this is the power of God. Look at what God is able to do through one knucklehead that completely surrendered. Then I was like, shout out to Logan. I was like, Logan, stand up. Logan stood. I said, y'all, Logan asked me to baptize and people started clapping. I said, so we're going to do the baptism tomorrow morning. If anybody wants to show up and support him, you know what I'm saying? And just congratulate them, just arrive. And right when I said that, I looked to my left and one dude stood up.
Strong, too.
Yeah.
Stood up strong, stocky, gold teeth in his mouth. He said, hold over here. I was like, huh? He was like,
is that?
He was like, because I didn't hear what he said at first. I was like, what? My man says, I want to be baptized. And I said, yo.
He did.
I said, come on down. I looked to my right and I seen this woman kind of walking down, like crying, but it's like she was struggling.
Yeah.
And one of our elite members grabbed her and helped park her down. And I was just like, I said, this is happening. I said, this is happening like right now. And so I just said, I feel a shift taking place. I feel a movement taking place. And I was just like, if there's anybody else that feels like they need to give their life to Christ and want to be a part of the baptism, and I broke down like what, you know, the watery grave, the baptism, what that looks like, what it represents, people start coming down. And I look up, this the opening session. I
couldn't believe it.
The first hour of a three-day conference.
Right.
And I was just, I looked behind me and I had a moment on stage and because I felt the weight of so many people. That's one thing God has really gifted me with And sometimes I feel maybe like a burden, but I felt the weight of their struggles, and I was a little emotional because I just felt the heavy burden of people that needed to release. Yeah. And so I was like, yo, anybody that needs to release, they want to hit that reset button, like join me down front now. And it's funny because I talked to Danny, like Danny then was prepared to receive people who wanted coaching or whatever and to get their information. And so she was like, oh, okay, Jeremy gave him the pills. So now we're going to just be praying with people and getting their information for the baptism. It was really funny. So everybody, they took their forms and turned on the other side.
I love
it. It was like, yep, just give me your name, your number, where do you live, your email, you want to be baptized. Like, it was like an altar call. And so the people that was ready to receive them to help them with their business was now ready to receive them to help them with, you know, them making a decision, you know, to give their life for Christ.
Hey, I remember being backstage when this started happening. We had just turned it over. Or not, we had just turned it over, but you were just finishing. So naturally, I'm looking closely to transition. And when I saw you giving your shouts, I was like, okay, this is about to be over with. But when I heard the person yell, I want to be baptized. I'm like, wait, what's that? Like you said, we laughed about it a little bit a couple seconds ago, but the reason why we laughed is because it was faint.
Yeah.
We're not laughing at the gentleman. We're laughing at the fact that we didn't know what was going on. So we thought someone was just yelling. So, of course, everybody protected
mode. And
that's
what I thought, because it was like,
right.
And I remember thinking like
what?
Like, what?
Right? And so me, I'm coming from the curtain like, who that
like,
talking?
What is he
like, don't worry about it. We're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't going to lie. For a split second, I had the energy too, because I'm thinking like, yo, is this... Because I know all about principalities.
Yeah, right.
So I'm thinking like, yo, is this like some attack from the enemy? Like what? Like you bursting this out?
Yeah, is this a troll?
But then when he said, I want to be baptized.
I sat there and I felt it. Like, and especially from backstage standing like this, it was like, oh, just like you said, oh, this is a shift. And you even said it. I remember you saying it on stage. You was just like, oh, a shift is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you went into a whole I remember you saying specifically, he's like, I'm not worried about time.
Mm-mm.
I'm not worried about our schedule. If this is what God is doing, this is what we're doing. And you went straight into that and you let the Holy Spirit have his way. And so many people started coming.
Pouring in. Just pouring.
And I remember having a moment of, wow, God, we just started.
Yeah.
Like we just started. We were already a couple minutes behind and we were trying to catch up to our schedule.
Right.
And then so what that did for me that weekend was God was just like, I'm on my own time.
Mm.
Like I know that y'all operate in the spirit of excellence. We understand that this, but don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep up with what I'm about to do.
Right. Right.
And instantly I just surrendered to the moment.
Mm.
It is very hard to surrender to a moment when you're so focused on making sure you're giving everything of yourself to make sure everything goes accordingly.
Right.
And you had to give up control of what was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Making sure that everything was structured.
Yeah.
Right.
You had to surrender to that. And as I sat there, bro, and I just started seeing people pour in, and I saw you pouring into so many people. I remember me and Crystal just jetting out to go start supporting people.
Oh,
like we just went out to meet people. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like an understanding. It was just like,
no, I think
Nick started playing some music.
Mm.
We started having the gossip music, the pads. I was like, oh, it's going down.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then when your dad came up there, you were like, wait, what's happening right now?
I was trying to ask
this is
outwardly and internally. Like I was it was like my brain was stuttering.
It was like, almost like, is he coming to support me? Or wait, is he coming up here to be baptized?
I know my dad. My dad is the most, like, you know how people look up to people like Denzel and other people? Like, my dad is a real cool, laid back. Like, my dad is the energy that you want to have if you choose to pick yourself.
Mm.
I want to be cool, laid back, and chill like him.
Right.
No. My dad is that. My dad don't get up and move for attention.
Yeah.
So the fact when I saw him get up, it threw me off because I'm trying to focus on supporting other people. Then all of a sudden I felt myself needing to support. And I was just like, wait, what's happening inside of me? I'm like, my stomach feels funny. My throat is feeling weird. I'm having trouble swallowing. Why is my eyes? What's going on? I was like, oh my God. And I feel it now. I'm trying to fight it because I'm like, I'm about to start weeping. Not tearing up, Right. It's about to come out of
like
me.
Like a flood.
Because this is what I've asked God for in my own private time. Don't nobody else know what I've been asking God for. Mm-hmm. And so when I see that, I'm just like, wait, God, you can't do that here. Mm. I'm not prepared for that moment here. Mm. Like, these people don't know me like that.
But he's like, but your father's prepared.
But your father's ready.
But your father's prepared, bro.
Both. So he's like, I'm prepared
to
do a move, and your father's prepared to receive it.
Bro. And it hit me. And it hit me. And it was almost a point like, my first thing was like, dang, but I don't want to let Jay down. Because I was like, I'm not going to be able to be my professional, accommodating self. I'm about to break. Like, I was fighting breaking.
Everybody was up in there.
Like, I was fighting breaking down. Yeah. And it was one point I looked over and I saw how accepting you was of the spirit that was moving through you.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to give myself permission to allow God to have full control. And as soon as I did, it was that, there man. Was
so a testament to just the power of prayer, I showed up probably about 6:30 to just walk around the ballroom.
The morning?
That morning.
Okay.
So that Saturday morning, so I showed up and I'm just walking around. That was another thing I failed to mention in the previous episode last week.
Okay.
Was what added to the anxiety. It wasn't just that E.T. was having a conference for speakers. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just that it was the week before. And it wasn't just that it was lower tickets. Mm-hmm. I was also thinking like, shoot, ours is a 3-day conference, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh yeah, true.
And I was thinking like, man, we should have did it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because it's harder for people to take off Monday than it was. So those are some of the other things too. Mm-hmm. So now that I think about it, it was actually Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I'm walking across and the guy was like, yo, just walk across and just pray over this room and declare this place as holy ground. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did, bro. I just walked around. I was like, this is holy ground. I said, God, I decree and declare your spirit's going to flow free through this place. I was in there singing, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You know what I'm saying? Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Like, I'm walking around. I'm praying. I'm singing to myself. Then I'm like, all right, let's check these lights. Let's make sure the sound. Like, we're doing all that, but I'm still praying in the still space. In the spirit, then we came together as a team, and we held hands and we prayed. So I really shouldn't be shocked, because I've been telling people, like, I was so shocked. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
And I should have. Because God was like, bro, all the years of the Grace Tour, you've seen mighty moves of God. Right. You've seen folks be delivered, crackheads, prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen that. But it also showed me how ready people were. Mm-hmm. Mm. I wasn't giving an appeal.
That's so true.
I was literally saying, this is my little homie.
If you give an announcement.
Right.
I was like, this is my little homie. I'm a baptized. If y'all want to show up and support him. It was never, does anyone else think they should give their life to the Lord? I wasn't even on that.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is my little homie. He asked me to baptize him. He's a mighty man of God. I'm about to build him. If you want to be there in the support, show up. Mm-hmm. And they was like, bro, I'm trying to show up, but I need to go in that water too.
But it doesn't happen without somebody boldly stepping up and shouting the way he did. Mm. Because if not, everybody will quietly second guess to themselves, man, I wonder if I could, or maybe somebody waits until after and you talk after.
It's two things I remember from him.
Okay, tell
me. His tears and his gold teeth. Mm. That's the two most pronounced defined. I remember seeing the gleam from his grill and the gloss. His face.
Wow.
The gleam from his grill, the gloss from his eyes, like the tears. I remember seeing that. And I felt like the aggression, like, bro, my man was desperate,
bro. Ready.
Like that energy was like the energy with the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
That pressed.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you unclean, you unpure, you're supposed to be somewhere. Right. You can't even be around people.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna press into the Messiah. Yeah. But she was like, if I could just touch. Just the hem of his garment, as the word says. If I could just get a glimpse, if I could just, there was a certain level of desperacy. You know what I'm saying? Like when my man that was paralyzed and Jesus was in Peter's house and they tore the roof out to lower my, they were desperate.
Yeah.
Bro, by my man standing up saying, I want to be baptized, disrupting the conference. You know what I'm saying? But he was really disrupting the stagnancy in his life.
Yeah.
He was really disrupting the brokenness. Mm. He was really disrupting the pain in his life. He was really disrupting the malice, the average.
Yeah.
Because you got to disrupt some stuff.
Facts.
We disrupted Atlanta, bro.
Yeah,
we disrupted the Marriott Marquis.
Facts.
Marriott Marquis ain't never had a baptism on the rooftop of their hotel.
Facts.
I already know. People in there, the workers was like, bro, who is you again?
Right.
They was like, we looked you up on Google, but who is you again?
Right.
They was like, what is it? I'm like, bro, this ain't me, bro. This is the power of God.
Yeah.
And so now it's the workers that's in there trying to attend the whole conference. I'm looking at it, look at God.
Yeah.
So which is a testament, man, when people are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like I learned. It's not just that, oh man, praise God, we did the baptism. It's the fact that there are 30 people
mm-hmm.
that was just like, I need to give my life to Christ. I need to hit that reset button. I need to go all in. This is the decision that I'm going to make.
Yeah.
And that's what blew my mind.
Whew. And I think kicking it off like that, too, really set the tone for how vulnerable this experience was going to be, because people weren't ready. Before that happened, people were just like, okay, cool, I'm coming to another conference. After that, people were like, oh, this is different. I'm about to cry. I am crying in this moment. And then it just really allowed people to just live in their truth and just be just raw. And so I think that happening within the first hour was no coincidence. Like God really led that conference.
And I'm gonna be honest, I felt convicted afterwards. And I'm gonna say this on camera, be transparent, because the anointing was so thick from the previous year's conference,
mm-hmm.
from when Ty went up there and spoke,
mm-hmm.
and then all the other speakers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we laid hands on Wadre and Shannon,
ooh.
Like when just that, I was just like, how do you top that?
Yeah.
And this year we have a consultant, you know what I'm saying, who's a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Dr. Darnielle,
mm-hmm.
who's an anointed woman of God,
mm-hmm.
but
favorite.
She's an events coordinator, like consultant. So she helps people have the most effective and efficient events. So there was a whole lot of structure. So I remember going into the conference thinking like, man, all this structure, almost felt like we was going to shackle the spirit. God is like, bruh.
You can't shackle me.
You can't shackle me.
Yeah.
I can flow all in and out your structure. And all the little segments y'all have, we going to make up for it. But my spirit is still going to be slapping folks throughout here. So yeah, man, it was one of those situations.
And some people were like, well, what kind of conference was this? Y'all was baptizing people?
I tell people every year, if I really care about you, I'm done trying to convince you or trying to sell you on the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull your heartstring.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I need a favor. And it ain't even for me. But
it's for you.
But it's for you.
Help me.
But you won't do it for yourself. I need you to do it. I need you to show up for me.
Mm-hmm.
My family ain't been the same.
That's good. It's amazing.
I see your mom, your brother, your dad there. I was like, yo, Mike really did have his whole family.
Bro, I could
show up.
I couldn't not have him there, bro.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't. I'm talking about flying from what? 4 different states. Like my dad even brought my grandmother, bro. I don't remember doing anything with my grandmother since I was like a child. Like a child, since we all used to go to church together when I was a little kid.
Mm.
Ever since I moved away, only time I see my because she don't move around that well.
Right.
So I had to go visit her where she is, no matter where it is. So to see her just in the building, just like God, it's like, all right, God, you just different. Like, man, it's just incredible, man.
So I have to now be mindful and be a good steward of even my energy.
Mm-hmm.
And be a good steward of my thoughts. Because I believe I suffer from spiritual amnesia.
Okay.
Spiritual amnesia is when you feel like you've seen God do a thing, but then something else comes up and you get all nervous and you get all frantic. And God is like, bro, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I just came through and showed out last week.
Yeah.
You was laid out on the floor crying, not sure. And I came up and I flexed my muscle and I did what I always do. Like Todd Trebet said it before. If he did it before, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
So I have to now remember and keep reliving this so that the next time I come across some adversity or situation, I don't have no doubts or even no expectations. Because I serve the God of Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think by the power that works in us.
Twister?
the more that I, as much as I can imagine or even what? Think, he's like, I can do even more than that.
Adrenaline rush.
so I have to really live in that thing.
Yeah.
When I see what took place at the conference with the baptism and just the move of God, period. So many people was on the verge of just quitting and they needed this conference. This thing is bigger than the speakers.
And then y'all didn't even stop there. Like after everyone came up to the stage and then you did the baptism, y'all offered Bible study after that.
And we still got the Bible study.
You still have the Bible study.
Matter of fact, I jump on off this coming up Wednesday.
Okay.
That's crazy because I was going to ask you, did it stop at the conference or did you keep doing something after that?
Yeah.
So we put
the people that got baptized. Now, thank you for saying that. For all the pastors that was out here that was probably judging, shame on you, probably thinking like, yep, you done baptized these folk, but what you doing to disciples? We actually went through a 30-day discipleship, you know what I'm saying, where we followed up with them. And then we had weekly Bible studies after that.
That's amazing.
That's been going on and probably going to just continue to go on. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see us stopping. And we have different people come in and teach that lesson, but people are looking for that growth and that spiritual connection.
You know, I had a person come up to me in the middle of the conference. It was just like, hey, I just want to have a Bible study with somebody. Is it possible you think that I'll be able to have a Bible study with Jeremy's? Like, I know he's busy. I know these things, this. And I was just like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to make sure that he hears about this. Mm. And to see us being consistent, not just promoting it, but actually being a part of it.
Yeah.
To see Jeremy, ain't you doing one soon?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay's leading out in one soon. Like, we'll just go back to what Crump said. Jay has his own algorithm.
Yeah.
Like, you operate differently, bro. Like, the things that matter to you, to a normal eye, shouldn't matter to a boss. There's people to handle those things. Hmm. But you will not let things happen in God's name and you not be a part of it.
Hmm. Right.
Like, it's different, man. And it's so admirable to see as somebody who is looking to make my way in terms of faithfulness with God. Like, it's really dope to see, man.
Yeah. Mm. And then talking about the algorithm, you're not one to say, I'm not gonna allow someone to think because I'm talking about God, I'm gonna lose the people that are meant for me. Mm. Like, you still keep God rooted in everything that you do, even if some people might say, oh, it's gonna turn certain people away. You're like, okay, cool, those not my people anyway.
That part.
Like, that's not who I'm here
for. I got all of that energy.
Right.
It's just like, you know, because, you know, you got something to say, why is this serpent harming the dove? Like, I don't want to offend nobody, or I want to just, like, okay, that's cool.
Right.
It's people that can just give you pure motivational gain.
Yeah.
But I'm not the type of person that can show you how to just be a successful speaker. I got to show you how to be a successful human, husband, father, all of that, your wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, how to have the character. Yeah. I understand the favor of God. Come on, y'all. This house we sitting in, what we've been able to experience, this is the favor of God.
Facts.
This is from people who have been sacrificing and living below their means and playing it humble and loving on others and looking to serve others and living a life of sacrifice. Like, this is God saying, I'm about to now, you know what I'm saying, spoil you. Like, people thought I was crazy when I was paying 30% tithe and offering.
Mm.
They was like, bro, you doing the most. You fanatical. They ain't saying that now.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's different. They was like, yo, you ain't got to. You could just do 10%.
They ain't saying
maybe
that
Maybe 10
now.
Plus 5. I was just on some, like, the fact that you would even take me back, God, I need to give you 10 plus 10.
Right. And I got some making up to do.
Right. Then when I quit my job, he was like, let me get
30%. Wow.
And I was like, I got to give it? He said, that's your problem. You mean you get to. Mm. It's my money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, I already don't have a guarantee. You gonna provide everything to me, and then I gotta give you 30% back. He was like, nah, son, you get to give me 30%. Mm. So you got years of that type of energy, and me and Tracy in one accord, and just, man, just the favor of God.
Yeah.
When I try to tell people about how dope it is, and people try to talk me out of being so invested into next level, they just like, well, Mike, just don't forget. You got benefits here, like, and you're able to do some things that I'm just like, it's not close.
This has a cap on it.
It's not close. This is, it's the difference between comparing what you can imagine and what you can't. That's the difference.
On one side, you know what you're getting.
Between one, you can see the best of what you've experienced.
Right.
I see the best of what I've never dreamed.
Exactly.
Like, it does not compare, yes. y'all. Like, yes. it don't compare. Like, yes, I've been all over the world, mm-hmm. but it does not equate to what I experienced watching my father give his life to God through my big brother. I'm watching the people that I love most, God, connect them in one circle. Do y'all know how hard it is when you are truly called to do something and the people that you love don't attach themselves to it? And know that you're going to have to separate yourself from people that you care about most.
Yes.
And then God is like, Mike, I meant for all of y'all to be together still. He puts me in an Abraham mindset of being willing to release myself from even family members that aren't willing to walk in his light. And then God is like, I appreciate you trusting me with that. Come back together. I meant for y'all to always be together. Nobody will ever understand that. There's no trip to Rome or Italy or to Africa that's going to ever change that mindset. God said he will give you the desires of your heart. So when people try to speak through me, through flexing and flossing, it don't equate. Because only God knows what I begged and pleaded for. He only knows. Ooh. So for people that are joining Next Level or being a part of our family, the reason why we love on y'all so much from day one, and it comes off weird, is because I see that God is about to do something for you that we don't even know.
Right.
You showing up, you had to fight something to get here.
Yeah.
You listening to this podcast, right. you had a different distraction and you decided to listen to this. You decided to put this off. You don't have those. We don't have the views that somebody else has yet, but we know what we're saying is powerful. But I had to get into a spirit to understand that the lower the numbers are, it's a reason. It's because it's only a few people in the world who are willing to be uncomfortable to get what God got for them. Everybody else want to be entertained.
Now I'm like, you said God giving you the desire of your heart. Can you talk about last season, you said, I never want to experience this again without my mom.
Yes.
I feel like if I can't be in this situation, like, I feel like the reason why I don't want to grow is because my mom can't come with me.
Oh,
Crystal,
fast forward to where you are now. Your mama was there. Ugh. She did come with you. She is a part of this now.
And more. Like, my mom wanted to be a part of Speakers Academy because her gift is speaking. Jeremy even said on camera, he's like, bro, your mama good. And got her in immediately. But my thing is that, man, Crystal, why would you do that? My thing is that I didn't understand. The guy was just like, Mike, not just your mom. Your relationship with your dad is frisky. Like, your relationship with your dad got static. I'm about to bind everything that you think is undone. I'm about to bring all this together. That's why when I see my pops breaking down, I break down. That's why, because God was thinking about things I wasn't even courageous enough to pray for. I'm like, God, you know what? I know you're powerful, but I got spiritual amnesia. Even though you've done things I never thought you'd do before, I know this in the relationship you may not be able to salvage. God is like, what? Bro, do you know who I am? Are you going to surrender? If you surrender to me, I would do everything that I meant to do.
Everything.
And so seeing this take place so much, I cannot do anything except for move in a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of sacrifice, a spirit of willingness to do whatever it is God calls me to do, regardless of who it makes sense to. I am excited to look stupid to people who don't understand what God has called me to do.
Because you like, hey, I know what I've been praying for.
That's it.
I know what I've been needing. I know what I've been expecting. So you say what you want to say, but God know what this thing looks like. And I'm willing to go with the road less traveled than what I know this guaranteed here, because it's endless possibilities that over part, on this end.
That part. Confidence, man. Like you said before.
To everybody listening, man, there's endless possibilities on this end. Endless possibilities.
Especially for Hunter. Remember him?
Endless possibilities. Oh, Hunter.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell y'all about Hunter. Hey, D, when you editing this, man, I'm going to give you this picture to put up a Hunter. Hunter came.
Yeah.
Where did he, what was he from? Pennsylvania?
Where's Hunter I feel
like he
from?
Was, I feel like he was somewhere up north.
He drove. Wherever it was, he drove far. There.
Wow. Yes. He felt alone in his community. Unseen. He felt alone, unseen, and broke down. I took a picture with him. He just felt free. And I think at one point, Chris called him up on stage.
Y'all
had a moment with him, man. But to see his testimony he dropped later, Like, it was so many people that came to the conference that were suicidal, that were depressed, that were tired, that was in a dark place, and they felt stuck, and they came and got liberated, man. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all, all of y'all that's listening, we did not know what exactly was gonna take place, but we did know God was gonna show up.
That's right.
Because we had evidence from previous events. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, on this side, man, we just realized, like, there are endless possibilities, and this is God's work.
Yes.
And it's not possible for me to omit him out of it, because this is all his work. And I'm just like, yo, God, whatever you're going to do in our family, whatever you're doing with our companies, whatever you're doing in our businesses and our ministries, like, this is your work. Mm-hmm. So have your way. And I feel like when we do that, people don't just get game. They don't just get insight. They don't just get counsel. They get set free. They get liberated.
Yeah.
They get strengthened. They get renewed. They get replenished. They get regenerated. They get revived. They get refreshed. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get renewed. There's a reunion that's taking place. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of, you know, a mother and son who hadn't had a relationship in 33 years.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
She told me, she said, the last time I had a connection with my son is when I gave birth to him.
Jesus.
And he's had years of drug abuse, and they've just been bumping heads.
Yes.
But they came together at the conference, reconciled, and I end up baptizing him.
They did.
And she's like, you gave me my son back. I'm like, yeah. God gave you your son back.
Wow.
I was just the person he used. But yeah, this thing different.
And I saw first day, they were sitting apart, two separate ends of the ballroom, just...
I didn't notice that.
She was sitting at this table, he was sitting on the other side, and she was telling me her story about her son. She was like, you know, we've been separated for so long. Like, you know, he thinks a lot of things about me that aren't necessarily true. So she was going into it. Second day, I was like, okay, I saw him come a little closer. Third day, hugging each other. I was like, look at God. Because
yeah.
She was torn. She was broken up about him. And he was just like, yeah, I want to be at as many things as I can. He was like, this, you know, this really helped. And the mom was like, this saved our relationship. She said, I saw this on Facebook. I saw this as an ad on Facebook.
Bro.
She said, I sent this to him. And I said, is this something you want to go to? He was like, yes. Yes, I do. So she said.
For probably different reasons, though.
Right, for different reasons.
He was thinking about the back.
That's the Holy Ghost okie doke.
And so she was like, nothing, you know, nothing else was working before that.
Mm.
And then this saved their relationship.
Yeah.
It's wild.
What a name. Like, how often do you get to say a name? And thank God that you don't have to get the spiritual amnesia. Mm. Next level living. Like, man, the spirit that you had to been in to do that, or maybe you didn't even know when you first came up. Maybe it just sounded catchy. Like
I actually didn't. I was listening, which I hate doing.
Okay.
I listened to some of my speeches.
Okay.
And I just found myself like three speeches in a row just saying, hey, for you to get to the next level.
Mm.
I found myself early on, the first year, constantly pushing people for the next level. And I was just like, next level living. And threw it on a t-shirt, didn't think much. But then it just really set in.
Yeah.
But I realized that it just naturally came out. I was like, man, you got to do this if you want to go to the next level. And I realized I kept having that in all of my messages. And I was like, man, the common theme is always helping people in the next level, whether it's their marriage, whether it's their finances, their walk with God. I was just like, man, next level living.
Yeah.
And it kind of just became a move from there.
Every time somebody say next level now, I think next level living.
Oh,
every time.
Anytime.
Yeah, for sure.
But...
And so we, you know, we building something special. So it was good reflecting, you know, in this episode. But just some takeaways for you all, as I just give a quick recap and takeaway. Like, what we experienced at the conference is just a move of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the same God that moved at our conference, I'm believing the same God that showed up and showed out, the same presence was there. It's the same presence that's present in your life now. You know what I'm saying? That wants to do a work in your life now. The word of God says that God is not a respecter of persons, meaning he don't be having favorites like, I like Crystal and Mike, but I don't really fool with Jeremy like that. You know what I'm saying? But there are, and they're going to say this to you too, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God.
Right.
So no matter how mean or evil or wicked or bad or sinful you can be, because we all got issues, ain't none of us perfect.
Oh God.
It can't separate you from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that you can do to receive the favor of God. The word of God says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
My favorite Bible verse is Psalms 37:4. If you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Mm. That delight is different. It's one thing. Don't say if you serve the Lord. Yeah. Don't say if you pray real, real hard. Yeah. Don't say if you keep his commandments. It's a deeper connection. The word of God says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, like I delight in ice cream, butter pecan. I delight in my wife and kids. Like that's that, bro, this ain't no friction. I just want to be in this thing. Yeah. I delight in that. Yeah. God is like, when we get to that place, and we so call, I can give you the desires of your heart. Because now your heart is more in alignment with what I have for you. This life I'm living now, Chris, I could not have planned this and designed this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the things, the vision that God gives me from the layout of the conference, from the stage to how the flyers look, our pool, I designed it. Our poolside cabana, we're going to do next week's episode. I sketched that sucker. Yes. Like the house, like I visualized all of this, and then God brings that stuff into fruition. And so if he can do it for me, to all of our next levelers out there, he can do it for you. See y'all next week. I'm on another level.